Vinny, episode 393 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Fashion Wrap-Up, the definitive source for quick hits on fashion, style, celebrity, culture, and beauty news. Follow them on the web at fashionwrapup.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode number 393 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with the FantasyDraftHelp.com insider, taking a first look ahead at our FantasyDraftHelp.com top 25 for fantasy football in 2014. 2013 season did not see wild upheaval in the fantasy game. The implementation of the extreme fast break in Philly was the biggest wrinkle added this past year, and it brought Nick Foles from question mark backup to the verge of cracking this list. In a moment, we count down from 25 to 1 with the top overall fantasy football players of 2014. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider.
Mr. Environmental is also a hunter. It's kind of an interesting combination.
I hunt quail, Jeremy. They're overpopulated in this region, and they're decimating the grubworm population. You got a problem with that?
Nearly as much as I do with the attire that you have on, or just your general point of view towards everybody. But let's go kill some birds. I'm psyched.
Okay, here's our early list of top 25 fantasy football players for 2014. Number 25, Reggie Bush. He was over 4.5 yards per carry and over 1,500 total rushing and receiving yards. With a few more touchdowns, he'd have been one of the top performers in all of fantasy football. Number 24, Doug Martin. Notwithstanding his shoulder surgery, this is still an acceptable buy-low option for one of the top five backs in the game when healthy. Number 23, Ryan Matthews. Somewhat quietly, Matthews finally stayed healthy enough to have his breakthrough season. Number 22, Keenan Allen. Less quietly, Matthews' teammate Allen emerged as a top force at wide receiver in his rookie year. Number 21, DeSean Jackson. In Chip Kelly's wide-open offense, he finally stopped being a fantasy tease, with career highs in receptions and yards and a tie for his career high in touchdowns. Number 20, Antonio Brown. At least statistically, he replaced Mike Wallace completely as a number one wide receiver in 2013. Number 19, Brandon Marshall. He was expected to deliver big numbers this past season in Mark Trestman's new offense, and he delivered. Number 18, A.J. Green. Like Marshall, he basically lived up to expectations. Number 17, Julio Jones. His rehab appears to be on track for him to return at 100% by opening day. Number 16, Dez Bryant. His head-to-head matchup proved that he's still no Megatron, but his numbers are more than enough to anchor your wide receiving core. Number 15, Demaryius Thomas. In the most potent offense, regular season that is, in NFL history, he is the cornerstone of the Denver receivers. Number 14, Jimmy Graham. Not taking sides on his potential salary arbitration, but he is a top-flight tight end who produces like a top-flight wide receiver. Number 13, Josh Gordon. You'd have to go back a long way to find a wideout who produced more with less help from his quarterbacks or anyone else on his offense. Number 12, Drew Brees. As with last year, his track record makes him one of three first-round worthy quarterbacks. Number 11, Alfred Morris. He's the rare first-round worthy running back who offers purely power and little to no receiving prowess. Number 10, Aaron Rodgers. The end of the season proved that he's already back and hungry for another dominating campaign in 2014. Number 9, Eddie Lacy. After only 1 year in Green Bay, he already slots in higher than Rodgers on this list, largely because of the position he plays, even if his yards per carry needs to improve if he is to become truly elite. Number 8, Peyton Manning. If not for the loss of Decker from the receiving core and the increasing vulnerability to injury that comes with age, he would slot even higher. Number 7, Marshawn Lynch. The foundation of a world championship offensive attack can power your team to glory as well. Number 6, Knowshon Moreno. Like Lacy, he's more valuable than the quarterback on his team because of the multidimensional threat that he poses at running back for the Broncos. Number 5, Calvin Johnson. It's likely that Megatron will remain a top 5 overall value for the remainder of his prime. Number four, Matt Forte. Like Ryan Matthews, he benefited from the change in coaching last year with the attendant upgrade in offensive philosophies. Number three, Adrian Peterson. He failed to live up to his career year of 2012, but he showed what a safe pick he is relative to so many of the real letdowns at running back in 2013. Number two, Jamaal Charles. There's a solid case to be made for him at number one, and realistically, you probably can't go wrong with either him or Shady. Number one, LeSean McCoy. You have to figure that he's going to be even better with another year of adjusting to Chip Kelly's offense. Thanks for checking us out. If you're into other fantasy sports, go check out Fantasy Baseball Draftology 2014 and Fantasy NASCAR Draftology 2014 at FantasyDraftHelp.com. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports, and be sure to sample our other Nothing Is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversations with superstars such as Bob Barker, Charles Osgood, Lex Luger, and Lou Gramm from the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, The Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.